Blog Talk Radio.
Coast to coast around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psychic Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. When you dial in, remember to press number one on your dial pad if you want to talk to us. And join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. Scroll down below the player, you'll find the chat room. And you can ask us questions there, make comments, ask for mini readings, everything right from the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. But, of course, we'd love to hear your fabulous voice. So ring into the show, 714-816-4628. Remember to press number one on your dial pad. Let me bring on my fabulous co-host for today's show. First, she is a Pillai Center facilitator and coach, helping people to use ancient Vedic meditations and techniques for spiritual advancement. She's also a certified life coach and a producer here on Psychic Talk Radio. Here she is coming to us live from Berkeley, California, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Hey, Rose.
Hello. Hey. Hello, hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. So happy to be here on a wonderful cloudy Friday in Berkeley.
It's all sunny here in Tucson, but let's bring on, of course, the fabulous psychic medium and tarot reader, Stephanie Mayo. Hey, Stephanie.
Well, hey, everybody. How are you today?
Great, great. Oh, you know, I keep forgetting to tell people where you call in from. You want to tell everybody where you're calling in from?
Yeah, I am calling in from beautiful Northern California. I live in the capital, Sacramento. It's so beautiful. I love where I live. I've heard of how
awesome
cold it is everywhere else, and I'm just like, I love it here. I'm a California native, born and raised.
Awesome.
Yay. Same here.
Yeah.
I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I escaped to the West Coast when I was 18, you know, so I lived in California for years, San Francisco, briefly in L.A., long, long time in San Diego, but of course I lived in Seattle, Phoenix, and Tucson, and San Antonio, and all over the place. But California is my favorite, especially San Diego.
Yeah, I've lived all over a little bit, too, as a military brat growing up. But definitely California is where I consider home.
We're in the low 70s here today, so I'm really excited because we did have some really cold, like down in the 30s days here in Tucson, in the desert. But actually now it's back to normal weather, and I'm like, thank God, it's all sunshiny, clear skies, completely clear skies. Lovely stuff. Oh, my God. So, you know, on Fridays we're an open line show. You can call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. You know, anything that's on your mind, you can just call in. You can ask us questions about tarot, numerology, psychic ability, you know, I mean, anything you want to ask questions about, you know, all the topics we cover on Psychic Talk Radio. And, of course, you can call in for a mini reading as well. But we also have a topic today because it's February 1st. Oh, my God. This year is, I don't know if it's just because I'm old, but this year is just zipping by and we're, you know, we're in February already, and it's the month of love, so we're going to have a lot of shows about that. In fact, heads up, make sure you tune in tomorrow for, let's see, Saturday, February 2nd for Mystical Musings with Mary Brown. Her theme is the mystical side of love. tomorrow. And so we figured, hey, let's kick off the month right, you know, the 1st of February, landing on a Friday. So we're going to do how to stop attracting the same wrong lover. And when we were talking about that, you know, that was the first title that popped in my head. And it was just, so we went with it. You know, I mean, I'm sure we could have been a lot more eloquent with the title, but it's just fun. You know, how to stop attracting the same wrong lover. Because, you know, don't we get that all the time? I mean, especially you, Stephanie, you kind of specialize in, you know, romance and such.
Absolutely. It's my favorite subject. I feel like I'm the love and romance guru. I've got so much to say about finding and like that our topic today, you know, attracting the wrong lover. I can't wait to get into it.
Awesome. Well, what do you want to, why don't you start us off then? What do you want to say about the wrong lover then?
You know, people that get into relationships, they tend to kind of get into the same relationships. But, you know, I want to give a little bit of food for thought here. You know, I kind of feel like sometimes we keep repeating it because, you know, we don't really heal from the last relationship verbally. And we have all this emotional baggage that's kind of left over. So we're not really satisfied how we ended things. We're still emotionally kind of connected to, you know, some of our needs. And I don't think it's so much as attracting the same kind of man. I think sometimes when we move on, we tend to look for things in another person that remind us of our ex. And, you know, we're looking for an emotional needs to kind of be met by searching for somebody else that looks like or reminds us of the person that we really, you know, were in love with. And that can really, really, I think that right there is where we got to be like, okay, you know, let's change our train of thought that's not necessarily the best relationship to get into is someone that reminds you of somebody that you loved before. You know, because then you almost kind of bringing the same patterns right back into your relationship. So you got to realize what's really for you, you know, like the qualities of a person's personality trait instead of something that would be more of, oh, I'm attracted to them because of the way they look or they remind me of this person. Because you're already putting something
or
out
that.
There. Yes. That kind of is just now you're just assimilating this. Same thing that you just got your heart broken from. You make sense a little bit? You're looking for fulfillment in somebody else that really isn't right for you because you're drawn to them for another need, but don't really realize
You got to work on yourself, and I want to go to Dr. Rose about that, but real quick, you know, just to reiterate what you just said there, Stephanie. It's like whether it's, you know, breaking up with the last boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, or any life event, you know, I think these things happen and then we just go forward and we never deal with it, you know, and it's because we're not taught, we're not given the tools for release, you know, and there's a lot of tools out there you can use, you know, NLP, emotional freedom techniques, EFT, there's a lot of things, you know, and we're not taught and given the tools to release a lot of this stuff. And even though, you know, this is something I wanted to say on the energetic level, you know, because we talk a lot about the law of attraction, and it's basically just the law of attraction, you know, I mean, we're continuously attracting, whether we're purposefully doing it with intention or just life happen to us. Most of us are just letting life happen to us. And yeah, you know, you may think, oh my God, I never want to date that kind of person again and blah, 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 you know. And so consciously you're saying no, but subconsciously and perhaps, you know, unconscious to you, you know, not in your conscious awareness, you're still putting a lot of attention on what you don't want. And so you're attracting that.
Yeah,
you know, Rose, what do you want to say about?
And then you keep repeating the same old kind of guy, you know.
Exactly, and we wonder why, you know. And I think, you know, we start off in a new dating situation or whatever, it doesn't seem that way. But then a few months in, we're like, oh my God, I'm in the same relationship with the same kind of guy. What the hell happened? You know, but Rose, I want to get Rose in on this here, because I'm sure you've got some things about, you know, releasing and.
Yeah, definitely. You know, one of the things is that we really create what we believe deep down. And like you said, your conscious mind might be thinking one thing, but it's really about what's happening subconsciously. And our relationships, our attraction for relationships really start at a very young age. Our parents, our guardians, our grandparents, people who took care of us, we tend to repeat that. They may not always be the best patterns or the best examples of relationships, but we kind of do it like unconsciously, right? Even if they were good parents, like I have good parents, but I keep attracting the wrong guy. And that's more about my personal belief of what I believe I deserve, you know, what I think about men in general, in terms of the men that I've attracted. I'm not saying all men are like that, but, you know, it comes down to our deepest beliefs. And so you really have to, as you said, Jess, you really have to work on yourself to change that. The best thing that I have found that really works, and you have to do it, you know, you have to give it a few weeks, is to do what we call subconscious mind training. And you do that late at night, whether it's an affirmation or you have visual pictures, or, you know, you put in the full experience of what you want. Do that a few minutes, just 5 minutes before you go to bed, and you'll start to notice things will change probably in a few days, and just in terms of how you feel about the kind of person that you want to attract. And you need to think about, you know, not just who you are attracted to, but how do you want to be treated? How do you want to treat them? You know, what do you guys want to do as activities? Because one of the things that happens is that people work so hard to get a person, like they get married, and then all of a sudden they become lazy, right? So you have to work at relationships. You got to continue that flame going. You know, you can't just kind of drop off and say, okay, I'm comfortable now, we're done. You know, I don't have to work or put any more work into it. No, you have to keep doing that. You know, what kind of activities do you guys want to do together? You want to see movies? You want to walk on the beach? What is it? Go buy cars? I don't know. You know, what kind of hobbies, you know, would you like to connect with a significant other with certain kinds of hobbies that you do, or certain things that you're interested in? You know, just being attracted to someone physically, that says nothing about, you know, whether or not they're compatible with you, you know?
Yes, because
so,
fit turns
you know,
to flab, people.
Right. And, you know, I haven't attracted the person that I desire because I'm not ready to do that yet. I'm not ready to do that kind of work. I know what I need to do. It's just that I'm working on other things right now. Me, it's money.
You have to...
You have to determine the difference.
Wait a minute.
You got to be able to determine the difference between who's there for you, who cares, and who doesn't really fit into your lifestyle. I think that as women, I think we try to adjust and fit into the man's lifestyle sometimes. And we'll say, oh, well, you know, he'll get to do what we want later, or, you know, maybe he just doesn't like that. You know, that might not be the guy for you.
That's right.
You know, you got to kind of look at the signs, the warning signs, and not be afraid to, you know, walk away, or, you know, this isn't for me, because you don't want to be with, the moment you say he doesn't care, or they don't care, maybe they don't care what I like, or that's the red flag. That's not the relationship. If that's when you have to break the pattern instead of, you know, not giving up and keep pushing on something and, like, trying to change another person, you know, thinking they'll change if they care. You know, that's a big warning sign.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, and as we said, if you're a person out there who is attracting the wrong person over and over again, then you need to do some inner work. That's bottom line. There are some people who are great at attracting partners. I mean, my parents were married over 50 years. Maybe it was 55, 56. I can't remember. But they were married for that long, right? And they took care of each other. They've been through a lot and things of that nature. But, you know, the one thing that was real is that they very much loved each other. And they loved all of us as the kids as well. But you really have to work on yourself, because if you're not attracting what you desire, if you're, you know, staying in the same broken relationships and things of that nature, that's on you.
Yeah.
You know, you have to take responsibility, because when you take responsibility, not to say that, you know, someone is abusing you, you don't take responsibility for that. What you take responsibility for is that I can change this. That's what that means. I can change. I have the power to change this. I'm not just a leaf blowing in the wind, right? You know, just I just go wherever the wind takes me. You don't want that kind of, you know, that kind of situation or relationship.
But,
you need to start
Rose,
working on yourself. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that fits in right with, you know, what I said that you couldn't hear because, unfortunately, we're so excited about this topic. Stephanie and I were talking over each other.
I'm sorry.
What I was trying to say was about setting a foundation, you know, which is what you're doing. You know, you're getting things right with you and your finances and
right.
all the other areas of your life first before you go in that direction. And I think a lot of people don't take the time to do that, or if they're between relationships, they go too quickly to the next one. And we talked a little bit earlier about, you know, releasing a lot of this stuff, but
right.
I mentioned it on the show before that, you know, there's ways to do that without doing that work specifically on, you know, what you don't want. In fact, some people out there, some practitioners say that it might not even be a good idea, because bringing it all up in order to release it, now you're putting your attention back on it again. Another way of doing it is the opposite. So you be, and I said this on the show before, you be the love that you want to attract in. You know, work on yourself first. You know, be that. And like you were talking about, you know, what are the things that you're going to be doing and what be like, and focusing on that. And then, because you're putting so much attention on that and what you really want and working on yourself and being the love and exuding the love that you want to attract in, now you're putting all your attention on what you really want to attract in. And so so you don't end up attracting the same wrong lover.
Right. Well, and, you know, I have to say, I mean, couples will go through things, you know. Dax, I'm sure you know. And Stephanie, people go through stuff, you know, and you really want someone who can weather that storm with you. You don't want someone just who looks good, like a trophy or something like that. Trophies can't do anything. All they can do is be on the mantle and look good. That's it. But you want someone who can help you weather storms, because, you know, guaranteed something's going to happen, you know, and you're going to need support. Like, I'll give you a good example with my parents. My father, I think with the last 10 to 15 years of his life, he declined in health. You know, he slowly wasn't able to walk. He wasn't able to, you know, feed himself. And, you know, it was a very trying process, especially towards the end. He passed away about 1.5 years ago. But anyway, you know, my mom was right there with him. I mean, she really was, you know, made sure that, you know, he was at the right nursing facilities and nursing homes and things of that nature. I mean, she was a real advocate for him. And that's the kind of person that you want on your side. Like, no matter what happens, it's like, okay, this person, I need to be here for this person, you know. And I've known of relationships where people will be ditched when the other person gets sick. I'm just like, wow, how can you do that, you know. So you really want the right kind of person who will help weather that storm, who's really on your side, and you're on their side too. It's not just a one-way street. You want to be there for them as well.
True partners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess you have accept and learn to, like, identify, like, not just your type, because maybe your type is kind of same as the last guy, but stop putting people in boxes and not looking for, like, a dinner companion, but look for somebody you can talk to that understands you. You know what I mean? Like, open up your box a little bit more.
Yes.
Like, hey, think about what are the traits that are really important to you. You know what I mean? What are the traits that are really important to you? And, you know, take a little bit more time to check out a person and see if you guys can connect emotionally or on the same level, you know, instead of looking at how cute he is when he's talking. You know, that doesn't matter, you know.
That's true. It's short-lived, and everybody loses that cuteness eventually, you know.
Well,
you know what? If
ladies,
you find yourself thinking that you can tame him, it's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Let me take a minute here to give out the phone number, ladies. 714-816-4628. We're going to be going to the phone line shortly. So here's the phone number again, 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad when you dial in. And but before we go to the phone lines, real quick, we've got a lot going on in the network. You know, we've got new people coming on board. We've got some hosts, you know, leaving to do other things. For instance, Ann and Sue had their last episode of Soul Sisters yesterday, our Thursday show. And Fiona Millar, who's been on Tuesdays and been with us for years and years and years, you know, she finally decided that she had some other things she wanted to do, and she had to give up something, so she gave up the show. It's going to be Vivian Aubin and Rose on the show on Tuesdays. But we've got an exciting announcement because Stephanie here is upgrading, stepping up, and so she's going to move into that Thursday slot that Soul Sisters Ann and Sue vacated and do her own custom show. It's Stephanie's Guided Tarot every Thursday starting this coming Thursday.
Yay!
Really
Congratulations!
Exciting news.
Looking forward to it.
Congrats. So what do you want to say about that, about starting your own show, Steph?
I am so excited. I have so many ideas and topics that are just rushing through my brain. I'm excited to start. Like I said, love and relationships is my specialty. I've been doing this for 26 years. I'm getting, I have a lot of clients that ask me, they want to, you know about how I got my gifts, and I'm excited to bring them to the table. I've got some lovely co-hosts I got coming up. I'm going to bring my mother on. She's also a psychic medium. You'll see where I get it from. We're going to talk about crystals and energy and manifestations. It's just going to be a great time, and I look forward to everybody joining in. It's going to be great.
Well, congratulations. We can't wait for Thursday, which, by the way, I will also wanted to announce, that leaves me and Rose here on Fridays. And so what's it going to be like next Friday? Well, here's another big announcement, folks. It's going to be Rose and I hosting the show next Friday. But we're inviting all of the hosts that are available to call in and say hi. And all of you out there, all of our listeners that have been following us since we started the new network, because guess what? We're going to be celebrating our 250th episode of Psychic Conversations.
Yeah. Wow.
That's in Friday.
Wow.
250 already. And, we've been on the air for 10 years, but this network, Psychic Talk Radio, started in April of 2018, so it's not even been a year yet, and we've already done 250 episodes. Very exciting stuff. So I hope all of our hosts will, you know, a lot of them will be able to call into the show and say hi and kind of wave at the audience. 250 episodes, and I hope, you know, a lot of our longtime listeners out there and all will give us. It'll be an open line show, you know, all show long. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls and about the 250th episode that Friday. But also, you know, we'll take your calls for readings and so forth on the show as well. What do you think, Rose?
That sounds fantastic. Yay. It'll be fun, you and I holding it down on Friday.
You guys are going to miss me. You're going to miss me.
Of course we are.
Oh, we are. Of course. But, you know, I'm so excited about you having your own show because that's going to be a lot of fun, you know. So I can't wait to listen in and see what you're going to be up to as well.
Yay. I can't wait to surprise you guys.
So this is the thing, you know.
But I will
Rose
miss you on
is,
Fridays, and I'll miss reading on Fridays.
Oh, yes. We'll miss you. We'll miss you. But Rose here is, you know, one of the producers on the network. So is Mary Brown. She's doing her show tomorrow, Mystical Musings. And she's talking about love, too, by the way. But, you know, behind what I wanted to say was behind the scenes, a lot of the producers and other hosts on the networks, on our network, has been saying about Stephanie on Fridays, you know, it's like Stephanie really needs to do her own show. So this is really exciting.
Yes. Yeah. I am excited about it. I got all these mm-hmm. ideas bouncing around in my head. I don't know what to start with first.
That's okay. That's a good
awesome.
Thing, actually.
Yeah.
When you run out of ideas.
I can't wait to hear your mom.
Yeah.
Right, Rose? Can't wait to hear Stephanie's mom. That's going to be great. Yes.
Because Stephanie's like a third-generation psychic or something? Or
I am a third-generation, and my mom's a professional psychic, too. She works on, you know, the psychic source, and she works on Keen. And, I mean, I just walking around my house as a little girl watching my mother read. We have very similar styles, but my mom is extremely good at remote viewing, and she's kind of scary in a good way. But, yeah, she's really good.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's really good.
That's going to be some – Rose, I'm just thinking that's going to be some great, you know, stories to hear when Stephanie has her mom.
Oh, absolutely.
Can't
I
want to
know what your childhood was like. Did mom do remote viewing when you were out dating or something?
yeah, she would. You know, when I would go to bed, when I became a teenager, and there's been moments that she was like, you know, it's good to always be honest, you know, and don't do anything sneaky, make good choices. And I had plans to crawl out the window and go do nothing really, but just talk to the girls, you know, outside
yeah.
with no one. Get a thrill. Yeah, she knew a lot of things going on. Or especially now, you know, when something's really, like, going on in my life and I'm upset and I don't want to tell her, she knows, and she'll pull it out
wow.
of me. Yeah.
Wow.
So don't hide wow. anything from her. I can help.
Well, I can't wait till you have her on your show. That'll be great.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
So everybody, mark it on your calendars. Starting next week, every Thursday, Stephanie's Guided Tarot. Just can't. She'll be taking phone calls, you know, all show long too. And speaking of that, let's take some phone calls here. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour. See who's out there. You guys all ready? Everybody set?
I am ready.
Here we go. The first caller is Dwayne. The longest is area code 917. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller. Area code 917. Are you
okay.
there?
Yep, I'm
hey.
Here. Hey, how's it going?
What's your name?
My name is Tim, calling from New York.
Tim from New York.
Hey,
awesome.
Tim. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. New year, we're already 1 month in. I'm putting intentions out, trying to buckle down spiritually wise, doing a little meditation every night, trying to set intentions,
uh-huh.
Trying to open myself up to some new opportunities, career-wise, job-wise. Uh-huh. I was just wondering if there was any tips you could give me or any messages from Spirit.
All right. All right. Well, it says for you to be persistent but have patience at the same time, because I think that at this point you're trying to take, you know, responsibility for growing as not just a person but also with your career. Okay, I get those two going hand in hand. I do feel like your organization right now is really at its peak. You literally have a couple of things going on at the same time. But I do think that you have the ability to handle these type of things. I get you taking enjoyment in what you do. So you seem to be the kind of person that takes joy in some of the smaller things in life. I get a lot of love here with you. You're going to be renewing something with somebody, okay? And I don't know if that's a partnership or a love relationship at the moment, because I do feel that this person coincides with a partnership and, like, you know, like a partnership with a friendship and love. I get like a combination of things with this person. All right.
Okay.
And so it looks to me like you do have something to look forward to with, like, getting a complete union of those things coming together and working out very well. I think that you are kind of out of the, like, the clouds. Whatever kind of sorrow or disappointment you went through in the last part of the year, last year, I feel is over. Okay? The worst mentally or physically or whatever has been done to you. So nothing, there's nothing worse coming up than probably what you have already overcame that was disappointing. So I get over the next couple of months here, even a little bit sooner than that, that your productiveness is going to start to bring in this abundance, okay? And you're going to start getting a little bit more fulfilled. Nothing, I guess nothing is going to ever be perfect, but you can take the joy in trying to make things perfect, okay? The moment that you are not feeling that joy in what you're doing, I need you to take a step back a little bit and remind yourself what you're doing things for this time.
Okay.
And not to let the rest of the world kind of overshadow or make you feel some type of way, because I do feel that you have this goodness, and it's like when I get this vibe, it's like somebody that does what I do. You know, you have this overabundance of flowing, so you're very generous in giving. You are charitable. You don't just walk by somebody if they need help. You are a very kind man. So with that personality, I don't want you to take on negative energies that try to make you think that not what you're doing is not right. Okay.
Okay.
You need to find happy this year in what you're doing. And I think that's the main thing. And I don't really feel that you'll be struggling as much as you did last year, trying to push through.
Okay. Did that help you out, Tim?
Thank you. Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
All right, Dawn,
awesome.
I hope you
Thanks
have a
for
good
the
day.
Call.
All right, Tim.
Awesome.
See you in 2019, Tim. And Dr. Rose, you know, Tim brought up about here we are 1 month into the new year. It's February 1st, and everybody's, you know, setting their intentions for the year and so forth. A good way to do that, like, do you have a mantra for starting the year or setting intentions or something along those lines, I'm thinking?
Yeah, I think doing that subconscious work, setting your intention or stating your intentions, what they are, or if it's affirmations for you, that's fine too. Doing that 5 minutes before you fall asleep is a great way to stay focused on what it is that you desire and what you're trying to create. I also recommend that you put it, display it somewhere, or have a picture that reminds you of what those intentions are. Put it on your cell phone, you know, wallpaper, put it on your wall in your room or, you know, somewhere on the dash of your car, as long as it doesn't distract you from driving, you know.
Yeah.
Keep that visual reminder there, because sometimes also when you're doing subconscious work, it can, you know, you can feel good in the beginning part of the day. But then once you get going, you kind of go back to your old habits and thoughts and things of that nature. So try to take every opportunity that you can to visually remind yourself, you know, whether you write it out or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as you said that, I thought, go back to your old habits, like attracting the same wrong lover.
Right. We don't want to do that. Yeah.
Wow.
So I believe in visual representation. You know, and that helps to kind of keep you going, you know, when you're doing your day, because it's your conscious mind. Your conscious mind already has a set of thoughts and things of that nature. And while you're doing that subconscious work, you're trying to make those change. You know, you're making those changes, but you know, it's going to take some time to do. But keep having those visual reminders for yourself, you know, of what you're creating this year. That's my recommendation.
Sense, because, you know, our minds wander. We can only focus on, you know, so much. And in order to keep it in the forefront so that we're attracting in what we want to attract in, we need reminders of that, you know, and also, you know, setting a when you first wake up in the morning or and right before you go to sleep at night, you know, and focusing on that. Thanks for that, Dr. Rose, and great insights on the first caller, Tim, there, Stephanie, and we're going to go to the next caller, and I see a whole bunch of people calling it. I want to mention real quickly before we go to the next caller that there's, but Blog Talk has been remiss at when you dial in, it's supposed to tell you to press 1 if you want to speak, but for some reason, it's not doing that. So if you've called into that and press 1, okay? 714-816-4628 and press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 646. Call, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how are you today?
Great. What's your name, hon, and where are you calling in from?
My name is Terry. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, hey, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Well, what's going on, Terry? What would your question be today?
Okay, so just to let you know, I love the topic of the show.
So what do you think about it? You keep attracting the wrong lovers.
You know what? I always had... I haven't been in a relationship in almost, oh my gosh, since I was like 25. But during the time when I did was in relationships, those guys were not for me. None of them. They were not for me.
I can relate, Terry.
Do you think that the next one that you would definitely be able to break that chain?
Spot the red flags a little bit easier, I think.
Yeah, I think when you get time to yourself like that, you have no other choice but to really mm-hmm. get to know and kind of fall in love with yourself.
Mhm. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. I'm older now and I'm wiser. I know what I want. I know what I definitely do not want.
Well, what's going on with you today?
So I just wanted to see if the card will... I mean, I know it's not going to happen overnight, but it may take some time. But I just wanted to see what you guys pick up of me coming into the right relationship. So I'm finicky. I'm picky. So this time it has to be, he has to have everything must be right about the person.
All right. I can't see forever, but I'm definitely looking to see if you're going to kind of meet that connection this year and see kind of what I get spiritually wrapped around that influence.
Okay.
I want to tell you a little bit something, too. I mean, nothing can ever be perfect, and you've got to get that. And, like, you got to understand that. Otherwise, you might be repeating some of the it might not, you know what I mean, repeating the bad things or things that maybe not be good for you. It's good to have hope and the confidence, though, but you cannot mm-hmm. design the perfect man and then try to make that person fit into that perfect fit. Do you get what I mean? A little bit. You can't constrict somebody to those boxes, but because I got here that you do have like this fantasy design of what you want in a man. And as long as a person makes certain efforts towards, you know, being a good person and some of those qualities that you're looking for, that you actually can find an amazing fit. But let's get out of that here. I do get that you are a pretty active lady, okay?
Yeah.
I get you're out and about. you know, you don't have a problem approaching people. But I think the problem that you might be running into is that you are running into people too quickly when you do.
I do not want that.
and you don't like that. And so how can you get approached the right way by somebody that's passing, correct? Or,
yes,
you know, trying to advance to you in that kind of way. But I'm looking at your lifestyle, and you have this freedom, and you are a roamer. If you feel like getting up and go, you're not a lazy person just sitting in the house doing nothing.
True.
There's beauty all around you. I do get somebody approaching you, but it's not right now. I do get a little bit more when this. I get a couple of seasons changing in front of me.
That's
all right,
good.
So that lets me know that this season's going to pass, and then you have the next season that's going to pass, literally. And then
mm-hmm.
I feel you kind of getting into other activities and doing things that you love and being more determined. And I do feel like that you have this idea about a man, but I do really need you to kind of really think about those constrictions that you're kind of putting out there. We want somebody that's like that in a way. That's open
mm-hmm.
and flexible. And very,
yes.
You want someone intelligent that you could talk with and that's really
exactly.
proficient too, and that will kind of bring you to life. So I want you to consider your surroundings and what you're doing all the time, and I need you to stop and smell the roses a little bit longer and give some people a chance, because you will never know if they are that perfect fit for you so that you want if you're not opening up enough time to get to know somebody. And they're not going to come in a business suit on a regular day that they're off. They could come in shorts. They could come in sweat. You understand that? Perfect man. Because
yeah.
you don't know if he's on an off day. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Okay, I
so
see.
So he's coming. He just got a little bit while to go. And I don't think he's coming in on the internet. He's coming in real life.
Good.
In your surroundings.
Nice.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That definitely helps.
You have a great day.
Hey, we already
basically into what we've been talking about. You know, like
right.
looking, trying not to fall. So, you know, the one thing I was really trying to make clear is that, you know, okay, so I think that she's definitely grown and not looking for the same kind of man. Now she's looking for
mm-hmm.
a different kind of man. But nobody's perfect. You know what I mean? We can't have a perfect relationship, but we can come close to that. I just think the joy, someone's got to bring the joy out into your life.
We already mentioned tomorrow, Saturday, February 2nd, continuing with the theme of the month of love, the mystical side of love, on Mary Brown's Mystical Musings show. And then Sunday, February 3rd, it's going to be angel messages, open lines and mini readings on the Angelic Realm show. Monday, February 4th, Compassionate Light with Catherine Hahn. She's starting a brand new series of shows, Discovering Who You Truly Are. And this first one, this coming Monday, is going to be Letting Go of Limiting Beliefs. And then on Tuesday, Developing as a Medium, plus your calls on the Power of Three show with Rose Fullhorse and Vivian Aubin. So that's some of the shows coming up. And, of course, don't miss Thursday's premiere of Stephanie's Guided Tarot coming up as well. You'll find all the upcoming shows at psychetalk.net/upcoming. All righty. So let's see who's been waiting the longest out there. We're going to go to area code 631. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kellyanne. I'm calling from New York.
Well, hey, Terry, how are you?
Hi, Steph. I've been dealing with Stephanie for a while now, so I saw and I wanted to support you because I'm very happy that you're having your own time slot.
God, thank you very much.
Nice.
I knew that voice when as soon as
you know my
it.
Voice, Steph. Yes.
What's going
so
on?
So my question.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the same. I'm separated still. My finances
okay,
are in disarray with the My finances are in the disarray because of that. So I wanted to know a little bit about that since he is kind of the one that holds the purse strings. And also, like, what you see as for my immediate future with him, without him, and, you know, anything that you see.
All right. Well, the good thing for you is, you know, I do way more than tarot. I am extremely empathic. So I'm going to kind of take into account everything that you said and see if I can't kind of answer all that at once.
I know you can.
And I know his name, D.
His first name is Filippo.
All right, Filippo. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. No, no, it's fine.
All right. Well, you are dealing with someone that's being kind of selfish at the moment, okay? And so you're not going to be able to get anywhere with him until the conflict and that dies down. So no pressing. I think this should just be a time of you collecting yourself and kind of redoing what you need to do. Take advantage of the time that you have right now. I do see him coming back around. And I don't get it very far away. I think it's going to be within the next 2-3 weeks. So you better hoard onto your money a little bit more. And I don't think that – don't let him misuse you in any way to get you thrown back off track. And I get misusing you by throwing you off mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I want you to – I really want you to, like, meditate on what I'm about to tell you. And I need it to hit home. And when he comes back, it will change your relationship because you do not need to have this in order to maintain your relationship. I want you to remember that love doesn't equal money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have it together or help somebody or do what you got to do in order to get that love. You don't have to. You are just a generous person, and I think at times we can get taken advantage of.
He makes a lot of money, and so therefore, like, I it's not coming from me, but it is like I'm very controlling when it comes to money because I don't want to. The problem with making money is you spend more. So when you get to a higher bracket, you're spending more than that higher bracket. Where I'm more rational, and I'm like, no, you know what? It doesn't matter.
Fears wrapped around this financial part with the two of you.
Yeah, we don't agree on it.
Things are being misused. It's being misused in a very greedy fashion. And we need to remove that part from the relationship right now in order for
it to
work.
How do we do that, Stephanie?
All right. And that's what I said. Well, that's the only thing that's going to really make this relationship work. For some reason, that's like a root of it. And so once you get past the financial, you and him still do have a very deep emotional connection. And I get love, kind of the love in this relationship, which is there, is what's going to bring you back together. Nothing else, okay? No problem, no issue. It's the fact that I love you. All right? But you are dealing with a very stubborn, controlling individual. Where you just got to stop feeling intimidated in a way that if you say or do the wrong thing that you're going to piss them off.
Right.
Stop being unsure of yourself. And I need you to start doing just doing things instead of telling them what you are doing, you know, instead of creating these little disagreements and why did you do that or why did you say that, you know. You guys are two individual people, and the love, the only thing that you should be sharing and worried about is how you're making each other feel by, you know, being happy and loving each other. I think we usually get lost in everything else sometimes, because I think that what you're arguing about and what separated to you two was either fine. It's like got a lot to do with financial and things that don't matter, people that don't matter.
Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely. You're always on the money.
So
you are.
Together.
Thank you, my darling. You are amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Mm-hmm. You really are.
Well, thank you, Terry. I appreciate that.
And
you're amazing.
Thank you for the call.
See you soon. Oh, you're
all
welcome.
All right, darling.
Bye, everyone.
I look forward to talking to you. All right, bye-bye.
Wonderful. So a little housekeeping before we go to the next call here. I just wanted to mention that. Of course, you can book private sessions with Stephanie. Go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. We also have a page for her on psychictalk.net, our main website. So psychictalk.net/Stephanie. Dr. Rose's page is psychictalk.net/Dr. Rose. And that is /Dr. Rose. So it's not completely spelled out. It's the DR. I always have to tell everybody that, you know, Rose, it's, since you changed URLs.
Oh, yeah.
PsycheTalk.net/Dr. Rose. Mine is PsycheTalk.net/Dax, D-A-X. And the other thing, of course, our Friday shows and our Saturday shows are always sponsored by our sister website, TarotGuild.org, and the Tarot Guild, the professionals organization for professional tarot readers since 2004. We would love for you to join us in 2019. Join as a professional member, but we also have, you know, if you're brand new to tarot, we have student packages as well. So we'd love for you to join us as a student as well. So professionals and students are welcome. And I have a little write-up about this on the psychictalk.net blog. And the URL is psychictalk.net/tarot pro. If you want to go read about that, if you're a professional reader or you're wanting to learn, you know, learn to read tarot, psychictalk.net/tarot pro. Okay, so we're going to go back to the phone lines here. Let's see, Stephanie. It looks like area code 289 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello? Hello?
Well, hello?
Yes. What's your name, my dear?
Hi, it's Alicia. I'm calling from Canada.
Well, hey, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm okay.
well, that's
so
good.
The reason I have two reasons that kind of tie in together for my call. We've had readings before. I haven't had one in about 9 months, and I'm
okay.
Due any day now. I'm actually due on the 7th of February, and
okay.
To have my baby girl. I'm a little nervous about the whole thing. I've been doing it alone the whole time. Sorry, getting a little emotional, but I'm just concerned with how is the birth going to go and when, because I'm always thinking I'm going into labor because I'm getting all these sweeps done from the doctor to start it. And the father, he's not been around at all, and there's just a lot of unanswered questions, and I'm just wondering if there's any insight you can tell me about him as well, what he's up to, what his plans are, and, you know, how things will end up. Anything to do with the birth and the father. This is like a big anxiety for me right now, and that's where I'm at.
Right. Just
alone
well,
on a farm
off,
about to get birth.
That's all right. First off, I want to say congratulations on having a beautiful baby and, you know, how exciting that is. But I do know
Thank
what you.
You
are going through. It's a lot to deal with. What is his
mm-hmm.
first name?
Well, okay. Now I'm on live radio. This is a little embarrassing.
Give me an initial.
You
I need to grab
it. No, this is the problem. I broke up with my ex. You, the day you gave me a reading, you told me I was going to meet someone, and I met him. And a week after my ex and I had broken up, something happened, and now here I am. And that's what I need you to tell me. Anything you can
okay,
pick up about
I
him because
initials,
this is
just...
so it's.
Give me
my
his
ex,
initials.
His initial
initials,
is
the
e,
one.
E. My ex, his initial is E.
All right. And that's who you're pregnant by?
Sorry. And the one that I met that you told me I was going to meet, his initial is J.
Okay, and who are you pregnant by, E or J?
That's what I'm saying. I broke
oh,
up with my
oh,
ex and
okay.
I met someone
I
new. I'm sweating because this is so embarrassing.
Okay.
But it's life, right?
It's okay. Calm down,
it's
though,
life.
And try to relax. Yeah, just try
okay.
to breathe it out and relax. Get
yep.
your mind clear.
Okay, thank you.
I had to breathe through that one just so I can get that energy, okay? And it wasn't
okay.
breathing at you. All
yes,
right, I am. I do want you to get prepared because I do think that there is an uncertain outlook on who you think the baby father is.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to say it's the one that you don't want it to be.
No.
And I don't want to upset you. Okay, but there's going to be, I need you to expect some offsetting factors to come through here. Ultimately, you are going to make peace with this, all right? So
mm-hmm.
You've dealt with the hardest part, too, almost. Now, the best part is to come, not the worst. So I really need you to calm down on this one. There is going to be affection in this baby's life. Even if the first 2 months of it is going to be rough in that area and a little bit emotional, because you're not going to find this peace until you figure out and it comes out who the father is, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to go through this motion. And during you going through this motion, I'm going to say, in order to stop all the chaos, you are going to have to put your foot down and create some firmness and be peaceful to both parties until everything comes out. And that's going to make you a whole world of difference, because that first initial couple of months before everything comes, I do get it coming out, so there must be some blood work or something coming ahead.
I already have I have that ready to go. I just have to wait till she comes out to send it, right? So.
Right. So during that time, I want you to create peace with both parties, okay? And don't argue. There's nothing to be, everybody's hurt right now. Still, I got emotions everywhere. And the acting, some are making you feel like this is over and screw it and all this, but there's a baby coming and that does change everything, okay? So I do feel that you are going to kind of get out of this emotional trouble that you're in, but the baby's got to get here. And I want it to be a happy time for you, because it's still a blessing in disguise. This baby's going to be with you, you know, forever. It's your baby.
Yeah.
And
I'm
I know that you got a lot
her.
Of love going that way. So your outcome is not right now. Whatever you may think the outcome is, and nobody's there and you're doing this alone, you won't be doing it alone forever. By the time the baby is 3 months old, you're going to start to be done with all the negative, all right, with these men.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be a better time coming. And peace in your life. I do get a connection between the father and this baby, and there's been a really bad influence around the two of you right now because of what happened, and this person feeling like they were just kind of taken advantage of too. You know, they've got their own personal feelings about things. So the one thing I think I'm getting more than anything is through everything that you're going through right now, that it is going to get better, and you will be able to rely on this other person. Everything's going to shift immediately almost.
Mm-hmm. Will the birth, will I be able to make it to the hospital? Do you see, because I'm driving myself in.
Real quick, let me see I'm going to see what I get, okay, about the timing of this birth. All right. Oh, goodness. You only got it. I got 2 to 4 days left.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. And
that's good.
You're not going to be able, I think, like you said, you know, you're not going to be able to rule this one and predict that I got two within 2 days. So you have at least 2 more days to go. And then I get this little personality coming out. And you're going to be so happy. Stop punishing yourself right now. Take a deep breath. Just know that, like, really just kind of have more better feelings with it, knowing that as soon as the baby comes, it's going to create balance. It's been a mess because everything's been in the unknown. And if you have to do this alone, you know what? You're not alone. The staff there, take this time of
peace. I want to do it alone, like raising her. I mean, being alone even to give birth, I know somebody will show up, but I'm okay with doing everything alone. I'm okay with that.
I think that you have a lot of grudges being held right now because of the pain that's been put on you. Be forgiving a little bit, darling. After this, everything will, you'll feel different, I promise.
Right.
And Stephanie,
thank you so much.
Stephanie, before we let Alicia go, Dr. Rose has some help here.
Yes.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
bless you for all the things that you're going through. I know this is rough, but I do have a mantra for you. It's not too long, but this is a great mantra that helps to balance your emotions. It's really elemental, where it balances all the, you know, your fiery part, your earthy part, your, the air and things of that nature. The mantra is Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. And just keep
Om
saying
Namah
it even
Shivaya.
Before you. That's right. Om Namah Shivaya.
Oh, she's got it. Yep,
and the,
got it.
And the way you pronounce it is, and the way it goes is Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. When you start getting, you know, your emotions start flaring up and going all over the place, just chant Om Namah Shivaya. Don't even focus on how many times to chant. I don't want you to do that, but that's extra pressure for you right now. Just do Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Okay.
Om Namah Shivaya. Okay? And
okay,
as Stephanie said, definitely take breaths. You need to breathe, because that's another thing that people do when they get stressed out. They forget to breathe, so you want to breathe, especially now, since a couple of days you're going to have a wonderful little one come into your life.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to breathe,
so
right?
Yes. Thank
Om
you so
Namah
much.
Shivaya. You're
Om
welcome.
Namah Shivaya.
You're welcome.
Thank
right.
you.
That's
thank
right.
you, Stephanie.
You're very welcome.
Well, thank you very much, darling. I'm here if you need me.
Okay, thank you. I will be in touch.
All right.
Awesome.
I look forward to it.
Aw.
And my heart just went out to her so much. I want to love her. Aw. She'll get through it, though. And I think this baby's going to put a smile on her face.
All right. I think we have time. We might be able to squeeze one more call in. But if we don't get to your call today, remember, you can call in on Mary's show tomorrow, and I'll be back on with Sharona Rapsik and Maria G. Moss on the Angelic Realm show this Sunday, and we'll be taking your call. It's an open line show, so it's going to be taking your calls all show long. You can call in for a mini reading, or perhaps you want an angel message. Call in on Sunday. It's always the same number, folks, so write it down, put it in your phone, save it, Psychic Talk Radio, 714-816-4628, and the URL is psychictalk.net/live to join us live each day. There you go. So let's see who's been waiting the longest here. It looks like area code 631. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
What's your name and where are you calling from, hon?
Hi, my name is Vihendo. I'm calling from Long Island. Well,
hello. How are you today?
I'm good.
Well, what's going
Hi.
On, darling? How can I help you?
We actually have spoke before, but I don't think you remember me because it has been a long time. And
okay.
I have been in a back and forth relationship with somebody for 4 years now. And we had gotten into like a big argument because he had cheated again. So we had gotten into like a big argument. And I guess he said some words. And he kind of like ghosted me. And we had stopped speaking for like kind of like a week. And then he came back and he started speaking to me again. But when we spoke about the situation on the phone, he seemed so angry. And I guess I still was angry too. And then we're like kind of arguing a little bit, and now he ghosted me again. So I just don't understand why he's not speaking to me right now. Like, I don't understand what's
going
on. All right.
What's his name?
His name is Isaiah. All
right. You know, and while I'm shuffling, anybody that's been in line and can't get a reading, if you're listening to Psychic Talk Net and you do want a reading, I am going to offer 10 minutes if you book 10 minutes. So it's kind of like half off, just if you're watching the show today. I don't have a special going on anywhere else, but if you've been waiting in line and you want a reading, I am running, I'll run that special just for Psychic Talk Net. All right. You're just frustrated because he's not doing it right now. Okay. And I want to say why he is really mostly angry right now is I don't think that he feels like you're listening to him on how he feels. All right. And so he's also frustrated. And I also feel he's intentionally procrastinating towards you. Okay. Trying to make you worry because he feels like he's not being heard. And I want to give you some caution here on what I'm seeing, because I think that if this gets too much more petty, you guys are going to end up breaking up for good. You both are on the fence with this. You both want this to work. You both love each other, but you guys are like two spontaneous firecrackers together. Neither one of you want to give in and overcome it. But I know what he did was wrong. Okay, and that emotionally deeply affects you and, you know, makes you worry if things, what's going on, if what's still going on, should you put your heart back in this? I totally get it. I don't think he totally gets it to the full. Okay, I want to take this back that I think that the root of his issue with you is that you – I do feel that he is in a selfish kind of mood right now where he feels like things should be about him and what he wants. Like, you know, I'm not being heard, you know, or, you know, like you're not listening to me, or like he's just shutting down. And I don't know if you're failing to see this on your end because you're hurt. You get what I'm saying? You guys are so headstrong. I do get you kind of progressing a little bit, but I think it's like with you guys are going to have to reorganize the way you're handling things and the way you're doing things, and it's going to take some hard work to get over this and grow. This is not going to be easy. But you do still have this connection. I get like you both want a resolution. I do think that he's apologetic. But there's no way he feels he can make you happy or content at the moment. Can I ask you something, just to be real? Is there honestly anything he could really do at the moment that would make you happy? Or it would, if he tried, you would still be upset because of the way you feel of what happened?
Oh, boy. You know, Stephanie, it looks like her line dropped. I think we lost her.
Oh, well, I'm hoping she's still listening to me here. I do feel that she can find some peace and contentment if she stops worrying about, you know, like what happened and other people talking about it and kind of takes a break a little bit to see if they can reorganize this relationship so it doesn't happen again and try to do it without arguing because both of them want to be heard. And I do think she's more emotionally upset about what happened. So it's kind of hard to hear and understand the other person. It might just take a little bit of time. So I hope that
awesome
helps
advice.
Her out if she's listening. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So you're going to find Stephanie on her brand new show this coming Thursday. Rose and I will be
Yay.
Back on Friday. With the 250th episode, Rose.
That's right.
Can't
Good
wait.
Time.
And, of course, we'll all be there for the premiere of Stephanie's new show on Thursday. Stephanie's
hey.
Got it for real, folks. It's going to be great.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be great. Yeah. So I want to thank all of our listeners
of
and all of our callers today.
With all these changes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, great shows coming up, too. And you can, you know, go to our website, psychictalk.net, and you're going to find all of our upcoming shows, plus 250 shows in archive now. Oh, my God. Lots of stuff
oh, wow.
to listen to, folks. Yeah, Ooh. Often we forget about that part.
You know
but...
what I haven't heard you talk about, Dax, that I'm surprised?
Uh-huh.
Is that how to be a host, you know?
Yeah.
How do you host on the show?
Oh yeah, we've done shows on that before. Talked about hosting.
Yeah.
And we can definitely do it again. Yeah. How to host or how to become a host?
Exactly.
Which one are you looking?
Usually you tell everybody about your classes and stuff at the Tarot Guild and stuff, and I was just surprised I didn't hear you talk about it this time.
I try to mention it on each show, but sometimes it gets really packed with stuff, you know. And, of course,
yeah.
We would love for you to join us here in 2019. It's the beginning of a brand new year. This is the time to join us as a host on the network. We want to double the network this year, so looking forward to that. So I want to thank everybody for listening and calling in, and thanks to you, Rose,
thank you.
Stephanie.
Yes, thank
you.
You're
very
much.
Welcome. This was
yeah.
a lot of fun. I'm sorry, we're talking
a lot
at the
of
same
fun.
Time.
Alrighty, that's it, folks. We'll see you. You know, I'll be back on Sunday. Remember to tune in for Mary's show tomorrow. Stephanie will be back on Thursday, and Rose and I will be back on Friday with the 250th episode. Bye, everybody. Bye, Rose. Bye, Stephanie.
Bye.
Bye.